World News with Matt Bevan.
Morning, Norman. A bit of an unusual morning today because ever since the firing slash resignation of Steve Bannon from the White House over the weekend, everything has been pretty quiet out of the Trump administration, which means we get to talk about some other stuff today. First, let me take you back to the 26th of February 1979 and the last total solar eclipse to be visible from the continental United States. And the final minutes of the ABC America's coverage.
So that's it, the last solar eclipse to be seen on this continent in this century. And as I said, not until August 21st, 2017, will another eclipse be visible from North America. That's 38 years from now. May the shadow of the moon fall on a world at peace. And ABC News, of course, will bring you a complete report on that next eclipse 38 years from now.
Frank Reynolds
shows great confidence in the future of traditional media.
Yes, indeed. Frank Reynolds on ABC America in 1979. Well, it's 38 years later, and as for a world at peace, well, that's really up to your own interpretation. But tomorrow, our time, a solar eclipse will pass over the US. The path of totality, the spaces where you can see the eclipse best, will pass just about diagonally across the US from the Pacific Northwest to the Atlantic Southeast. But Americans will keep on watching the solar eclipse after that. At least one cruise ship will be parked off the coast in a spot where they can watch the eclipse, and they've hired Welsh singer Bonnie Tyler to come on board and sing this.
Upon a time I was falling in love, but now I'm only falling apart. Nothing I can say, a total eclipse of the heart.
I wonder how much they had to pay Bonnie to get out there on the Atlantic cruise and sing that in the dark while a solar eclipse passes overhead. I'll have more on how the Americans enjoy their solar eclipse tomorrow.
She's going to have a halo around her with the...
Yeah, I hope so, yeah. Our next solar eclipse, by the way, which will only be visible in its totality from Broome, is in 2023. The next really good one for the rest of Australia is in 2028. But following Total Eclipse of the Heart, speaking of ancient sounds from the UK, do you recognise this sound, Norman?
It's an English sound.
It is an English sound, yes. It's, of course, Big Ben, the 13-ton bell inside the great clock at the Houses of Parliament in London. Tonight, our time, Big Ben will deliver its final regular bongs for 4 years, as engineers have determined that after 158 years of operation, it needs an extensive restoration. If you've looked into Big Ben and the great clock before, you'll know that it's pretty much held together by old pennies. But MPs in London aren't happy about this. When the final bong goes tonight, our time, a group of traditionalist MPs will gather and bow their heads in a vigil. They think the long silence of Big Ben is political correctness gone mad.
Well, I think this is sort of politically correct over-engineering gone mad. Of course, you've got to protect the workers. Nobody's expecting the bells to chime while they're actually working on the clock. But to close down the clock for 4 years, this is an icon of the British way of life, particularly with Brexit and all that. And this just shows that if we hand over control of the restoration process to so-called experts, they'll over-engineer everything and we'll be out of the building for 20 years.
Tory MP Edward Lee there. As for over-engineering, the clock is an over-engineered piece of machinery. It's been operating for 158 years in its setup. Yeah, it's doing pretty well. As the other bit of news today, Norman, is the sad news of the death of Jerry Lewis, the comedian, actor and legendary fundraiser at the age of 91. Most of his best comedy is physical comedy, which is difficult to convey here on the radio, but if you're not familiar with his work with Dean Martin as well as his solo comedy work, you should look it up. But he wasn't just known for his acting and comedy, also what he used his fame for 4 decades, he hosted a telethon in the US to raise money for muscular dystrophy. Over the course of that telethon, he raised over $2 billion for the cause. He finished each telethon with a rendition of You'll Never Walk Alone. Here he is finishing his final telethon as an octogenarian in 2010.
Walk on, walk on, with hope. You will never walk alone. Thank you. Good night.
Jerry Lewis in one of his fundraisers sadly passed away.